Hey guys, happy Wednesday. It's episode number one of Kitty Litty. How excited are you guys? I'm freaking excited. This is amazing. And I love the freedom that I am able to record this podcast wherever I am. And I'll tell you guys a lot more about that in another episode. But this is episode one of Kitty Litty. And I just want to give you guys a breakdown of the shit that we're going to talk about. I mean, I literally want this podcast to be so open. Like, I want to give the people what they want. I want to give you comedy. I want to make you laugh. I want to give you dating advice. I want to, like, give you friendship advice. Like, I want to give you, like, literally wisdom, words of wisdom. Like, can we get a words of wisdom Wednesday? Like, how about, like, a quote every Wednesday to, like, literally lift your spirits and like make you feel like you can just tackle hump day like nobody's business. I'm your girl, okay? Like literally, like you're in traffic, driving down the street, you're bumping Kitty Litty podcast, and you're like, this bitch is fucking hilarious. So if you guys, please, 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 like I'm not even trying to, you know, plug my Instagram, but low key, high key, full piano. I want you guys to head over to my Instagram and DM me your questions. It could be questions about family issues, boyfriend, girlfriend issues, friend issues, sex issues, literally like whatever you need. I mean, I think I'm like low key, like even like a dog whisperer. So like if you needed some advice about your pet, like I can fucking do that for you. Whatever like really makes your heart sing, DM me your ideas for shows, and it might very well, most likely will, be on the next episode. Maybe not the next episode, but you know, one of the episodes of like the thousands I'm about to do. But so I really need to just let you guys know that my brain is like full of like 5 million kajillion types of ideas and shit. So whenever you listen to my podcast, like it's literally going to be jumping from topic to topic. So don't be shocked. Okay. We're going to like, it's going to slowly like little by little make sense. And little by little, you're going to understand my madness, and it's gonna become clear why I am doing podcast. So stay tuned, okay, guys. Okay, so I totally forgot to plug my Instagram. I'm like, okay, go follow my Instagram without letting you know my Instagram. So bleh, like, dude, hello, Toddy. I can't go to your Instagram if I don't know it. But if you look in the little like bio section, my Insta is there. But I want to physically tell you that my Insta is B1, the number one, K Barbie. Okay? On Insta. So go type it in. Again, it is B as in boy, 1, the number one, K Barbie. Like the Barbies that you play with. And type that into Insta, and then you'll find me, and then you can DM me, and it's not a mystery. Ha ha ha. I'm back. So now that you went over to Instagram and you like followed me, or you DM'd me, or you stalked me, or you liked 2 photos, or you just wanted to make sure I'm a real person, thank you for stopping by. And again, please, I'm going to read your DMs, so make sure you send me a message for your show ideas. Can't wait to read those and your questions. I literally love engagement, so I will be checking for those. But no dick pic, please. No dick pics, okay? Please, I cannot stand a dick pic. Actually, you know what? I should make that into an episode, like promoting, like, do not send dick pics. Like literally, guys, it's not sexy. Especially if like you're sending it to a girl that you don't even know. Like why? Like come on, leave some shit to the imagination. But let's jump into my weekend. So my weekend was super chill this weekend. It's literally a week before Christmas. And
I spent this week with my family. We did a lot of decorating the house for Christmas, and I did some holiday shopping, and that was really great. But, you know, I just love decorating because decorating is one of my favorite things to do during the holiday season. It really gets you in the spirit, and nothing like having spiced eggnog. I mean, rum and the eggnog. I mean, you're probably, you know, thinking rum, what do you mean? But let me tell you, Malibu rum and eggnog is life. Try it. Don't knock it till you try it. Hashtag thank me later. Hashtag kitty litty, because your girl was kitty litty. But yeah, love that, you know, music playing, Christmas music, little spice eggnog decorating, always fun. Holiday shopping, not the funnest. I actually just go to the mall kind of just to browse and get ideas of what people will like. And then I just end up buying it online because it's just easier. You know, you go to the store, you find some things you like, and it's literally can't all be at the same store. Like you find something at one store and you're like, oh, this will be so cute for this person. And then you look at the line and you're like, oh, nah, I'll just get that shit online. You know what I mean? And it's never like I could go to one store and get everybody's gift there. It never works out like that. It always has to be complicated. So it's like you have to go to that store. You got to wait an hour online. You got to go to another store, wait another hour online. It's like, no, I could just go there, see the things I like, take a picture, go to Amazon. It's most likely there. Or I can go to any other store online and just do rush shipping. It's at my doorstep. Wrap that shit under the tree. We're done. So that was my weekend. Are you guys ready for Hot Topics? Hot Topics on Kitty Litty. Hey guys, so let's dive into Hot Topics. So my two Hot Topics for this week are going to be dating apps, dun dun dun, and topic number two is gonna be Netflix versus Hulu, dun dun dun. Okay guys, so let's dive into topic number one, dating apps. I know everybody out there has a dating app on their phone. Please don't lie, please don't front. This is a very broad topic, and I know it's going to spark a bunch of different conversations. So I'm just going to start this conversation now because I've been honestly, you know, seeking dating advice everywhere, especially as a woman. I've been trying to seek dating advice everywhere, and it's so hard to get it. And, you know, looking at TV shows and looking at movies just isn't realistic. Asking friends just isn't realistic because, you know, a lot of times, you know, everybody, not a lot of times, most times, everybody has different experiences. So we're just going to dive into the dating app culture. And one of the things I want to touch on in this conversation to spark this conversation is the thirst is real. Okay. I can't stand how thirsty guys are on dating apps. It's like next level. And I'm to the point now that I know what I want. So if I message somebody on a dating app and they come at me like super like left field, like crazy, like raunchy, inappropriate, like immediately I'm going to like unmatch you. Like, it's just not even a question. I don't even have the energy to go ahead and explain how much of a douchebag you're being in that moment. And I'm sure guys feel the same way towards how girls approach them on a dating app. And I really want to hear about that because, you know, some girls are very laconic. Some girls are maybe, you know, super hoey. Like, who knows? You know what I mean? I would love to know a guy's perspective. I mean, how do girls come at you on, you know, dating apps? So DM me. But, you know, a lot of guys are coming out super hoey, like super thirsty, talking about, oh my gosh, I'm in my 30s. I don't know what I want yet. okay, I'm in my 40s. I don't know what I want yet. I mean, you can kind of get away with that in your 20s. Like, I get it. Like, 20s is like meant for experimentation. You kind of got to date around, figure out what you like, test the waters. But if you're in your 30s and 40s, like, by now you should know what you want. And if you're dating a girl that's either your age or younger, you should already pretty much know what you want. You shouldn't be still on the prowl. Now, I don't judge, like, okay, like, if that's really what you want to do, like, just say you don't know yet, you're not looking for anything serious, but maybe do it in a way that it's like, look, I'm not looking for anything serious. I don't know really what I want yet, but I think that you're a beautiful girl and I still would like to date you XYZ. You know what I mean? And let her know that you're not ready to commit and become exclusive because, you know, guys think girls are very complicated, but we're really not. If you come at us in a way that is respectful and that is clear, I mean, if you're a woman dating a guy that clearly told you he does not want a relationship, he doesn't know what he wants, but he still wants to date and still wants to get to know you and perhaps sleep with you, you can't like be like, oh my God, I thought we were together. Like, and vice versa. Same thing for, you know, girls with guys. Like, you need to do the same thing as well. Because you know what I've really noticed is guys have become so sensitive. And I think they're becoming way more sensitive now than ever. And, you know, it's kind of tough because I'm kind of at the point where I know what I want and I don't deal with people's bullshit. So if they come at me like some type of way, I could come off kind of cold because it's like, I know what I want. I don't want to deal with your BS. I'm done with you, you know? And some people will take that as like, oh my gosh. But you know, it's kind of funny because when I'm like that, I feel like guys chase me more, which is like funny. Like, it's like, I totally blew you off. I'm being really short with you, a little bitchy, and like they're like blowing up your phone, which is like super hilarious, which goes into my main reason for this topic is that guys, you're so sensitive and so thirsty. It's to the point that it's not sexy. Like, sometimes I think, am I dating a girl? Like, I've literally had guys like get mad at me, send me paragraphs talking about, you didn't text me back. I sent you this cute video or this cute pic and you didn't text me back. Are you talking to other guys? It's been a couple days. Da 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 da. And I'm like, whoa, hello, we're not in a relationship. Whoa, I've been busy with work. Whoa, I've been busy with my podcast. Whoa, I'm busy with friends and family. Saw your text, didn't know what to say right at the moment, forgot. Why are you getting so crazy? So guys, there's no need to be so thirsty. Like, if you're thirsty like that, you're really turning girls off. I mean, be persistent, you know, make your presence known. But when you're super thirsty, it's not cute. When I swipe left on you on a dating app and you come back and make another profile and you pop up in my matches again, not my matches, but when I'm swiping, I'm thinking, stalker, like, thirsty, like, this is crazy. Why are you keep popping up? Guys, if a girl doesn't want you, or girls, if a guy doesn't want you, there are billions, trillions of people on this planet. Just because it doesn't work out with someone, you have to know that there's another person out there for you. So that is my little spiel on that. Let's dive deep. Send me your questions. Send me your experiences. Let's branch out. Let's make this an open conversation. I want the girl's perspective, the guy's perspective. So let's get this convo started and let's make dating in LA easy again. Okay, that should be a saying. Let's make dating in LA easy again. Like, let's fucking throw that on a baseball cap. This doesn't need to be the city of high divorce rates and single people like in your 30s. Like, hello, like if you got your shit together and you look bomb as fuck, like why are you single in your 30s? Like, come on. Why are you not married? Hello. We need to fix the dating culture in LA. And it's starting now on Kitty Litty. Mark my words. Hashtag Kitty Litty. Okay, guys, so I want to dive into topic number two, which was Netflix versus Hulu. So I have to share, I really would love people's feedback on this. I just got Netflix. So I was always the girl that was like, let's Hulu and chill. And everybody was like, what the fuck is Hulu? And I'm like, how do you not know what the fuck Hulu is? But Hulu, if you don't know, it's just exactly like Netflix, just a different platform. But I mean, don't make fun of me. I just got Netflix and I understand what all the rave is about. I can't pick a favorite yet because there are shows that I'm loyal to on Hulu, but I must admit Netflix is the shit, you know, and Hulu is the shit. So I haven't picked a favorite yet, but I love the fact that I can kind of interchange between the two. Because they both have shows that are only on their platforms that are the shit. So I have a few favorite shows. I love Killing Eve. I love Handmaid's Tale. And those both are on Hulu. And on Netflix, I love Sex Education. I love End of the Fucking World. Obviously, Narcos. So those are a couple of my favorites from each one. And I just saw Six Underground. Totally recommend. That's on Netflix. There are just so many great shows. And that is another thing that I want to go over in my podcast is talking about our favorite shows, giving teasers, breaking down shows, talking about characters and stuff. So DM me some of your favorite shows. And if they're my favorite shows, then we can talk about them on the next episode. And, you know, just dive into movie and like, you know, show commentary. That's like super fun. So let me know which one you guys like better. Maybe I'll do a poll. Like maybe this is something that, you know, people like want to talk about, like which one's better, Netflix and chill or Hulu and chill. Honestly, I think Hulu and chill needs to pick up. Like that is like, come on, there needs to be a Hulu and chill. Like I can't be the only odd person who's saying that. But let me know your favorite shows on each one. Let me know which one you like better. And let's make some episodes on some teasers and some show and movie reviews. Stay tuned. That's coming up next. We're going to have our words of wisdom for the day. So stick around. Words of wisdom coming up next. And some closings to this show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Stay right there. Okay, guys, so you've been waiting for it. Let's talk about our words of wisdom for today. So this one I think is really great, and I picked this one because, you know, I really, even though all bullshit aside and all funny shit aside, you know, this podcast is going to be obviously really funny, really raunchy, and, you know, really everything in between. But you know, I also want it to be like really inspiring, and I hope that, you know, I can really help and inspire people, as well. You know, and we don't have to always just laugh and joke around. So this one is a really good one. And it's by Oprah Winfrey. She said, "The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams." And I really hope with that quote, I will read it again because I really want this to sink in. The biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams. A lot of times, a lot of people, I think, are just living life. Not really living. Actually, that's not the word I was looking. They're kind of just going through the motions. They're kind of just coexisting. But I really feel like in order to live your life, you have to figure out what your dream is and just start living your dream. Start living your dream today. Whatever your dream is, figure it out, write it down, and start making little steps to live that life today. Thanks for tuning in to Kitty Litty, episode number one. Make sure to click follow, click share. I hope you guys loved this first episode of Kitty Litty, and thank you guys for tuning in today. And I will catch you guys next week. Enjoy your day. Bye.